crews fight to contain out-of-control wildfire near Malibu. Malibu residents fled their homes in the middle of the night on December 9th as a wildfire blazed out of control, fueled by strong winds and forcing thousands to evacuate. The Franklin Fire started just before 11 p.m. Monday on Malibu Canyon Road near Malibu Creek State Park, according to California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. By Tuesday afternoon, the fire had grown to cover more than 2,700 acres, or more than 4 square miles, according to CAL FIRE. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone said ground crews and firefighting aircraft were expected to continue fighting the wildfire throughout the day Tuesday. "We'd really like to button this fire up and get some containment by this afternoon," Marone said during a morning news conference. About 18,000 people live in the area around the fire's location, and 8,100 homes were affected. Of those, 2,043 homes or buildings were under evacuation orders, while 6,046 were under warnings, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna. More than 150 sheriff's personnel and other first responders were in the area, including Malibu's search and rescue team, to help with the fire. The responders were assisting in closing roads and patrolling evacuated neighborhoods for security purposes, Luna said. Sheriff's deputies began evacuating residents and issuing warnings a little after midnight on December 10th, affecting areas from Troncos Canyon Road west to Topanga Canyon Boulevard and south of Mulholland Highway to Pacific Coast Highway, he said. Several roads were closed Tuesday, according to the sheriff, including Las Virgenes Road at Mulholland Highway and Pacific Coast Highway between Topanga Canyon Boulevard and Cannon Dune Road. Some 800 students at Pepperdine University, located in Malibu, were required to shelter in place early Tuesday morning in the school's Payson Library and Tyler Campus Center. The shelter-in-place requirement was lifted shortly after 7 a.m., although the campus was still without power, according to Pepperdine's website. Malibu also closed all 4 schools on Tuesday because of the fire, high winds, and power outages, according to the school district's Facebook page. At least 700 firefighting personnel were attacking the fire, but had not reached any containment by Tuesday afternoon, according to Marone. Fire officials expected that number to rise to possibly 1,000 firefighters because of the difficult terrain in the area and another expected blast of Santa Ana winds later in the day. Firefighters were helped by several aircraft and helicopters throughout the night, Marone said. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is urging residents in the fire area to turn off their sprinklers. "That water should be used for firefighting and not to sprinkle or irrigate your lawns," Marone said. "It's going to be of little use in preventing a brush fire from starting near a home," he said. The cause of the blaze remained under investigation on Tuesday, CAL FIRE reported. The area, along with much of Southern California, was under a National Weather Service red flag warning when the fire started. The most critical fire danger was expected to start at 10 p.m. on Monday when the fire broke out. Late Tuesday afternoon, the National Weather Service predicted widespread critical to extremely critical fire weather conditions in many areas of Los Angeles and Ventura counties through Wednesday. Some areas would experience what it calls a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning into Wednesday morning, the agency said on its website. Governor Gavin Newsom quickly moved to secure a fire management assistance grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency on Tuesday morning to help ensure resources were available to fight the fire, according to his office. "Fire officials and first responders are working relentlessly to protect lives and property from the Franklin Fire," Newsom said in a statement. "California is grateful for this federal support, which bolsters these efforts." The governor urged residents affected by the fire to stay alert and follow evacuation orders. Los Angeles County activated an emergency webpage to deliver real-time information about the incident to residents. The South Coast Air Quality Management District issued a smoke advisory for the fire Tuesday, alerting residents in the region to be aware of the harmful effects of smoke from the Franklin wildfire. "Even in areas far from fires or areas not covered by a smoke advisory, if you can smell smoke or see ash from a wildfire, avoid or limit outdoor activities," the agency wrote in its alert. An evacuation shelter was opened for Malibu residents at Palisades Recreation Center, 851 Alma Real Drive in Pacific Palisades. Pets in crates were welcome, according to CAL FIRE. That center was expected to move around 3 p.m. on Tuesday to the Santa Monica Malibu Unified School District Professional Development and Learning Center building at 2828 4th Street in Santa Monica. Small animals were also able to shelter at the Agora Animal Care Center in Agora Hills. Pierce College in Woodland Hills was also taking in large animals evacuated from the fire.